hoping for some special special music, special song still. Yes. Okay. Anyway, maybe it's better that way. Glory to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Amen.
Greetings from Poland, my beautiful country. Greetings from Łódź, the place we serve with Steve. From believers, we have not many, we have a few, we have a small group, but
Amen.
They send greetings to y'all. Also Corey and Magda also send their greetings, of course, to you know, and they, you are in contact with them. I'm just passing the greetings, and maybe I just say a few words about myself and my way of finding Jesus. I got saved in Poland during the Christian camp for children, for teenagers, and it took me 10 days, more or less 10 days, before I understood some, and I was ready to confess. I was ready to kneel down in front of Jesus and confess and to ask Him to give me that free gift He had for me. He offered for free. For I had nothing else to give, nothing to give Him really. And since that moment in my life, it was a great time. It was for me a great miracle, one of the greatest miracles in my life. I just saw the blessing afterwards. I saw how my life is changing. He was changing my life, really. And after more or less 2 years, I met Wes and Rix in Poland through one of my friends from that camp. And I started fellowshipping with them. They were ready, invited us for Bible studies. It was a great time. I learned a lot. And we were, in those days, as you know, we were using Gdańsk Bible. And we understood the Bible, and I learned all the doctrines, and I got really attached to this Bible, and I liked it. And but some areas were not that clear, not that easy to understand, the vocabulary and so on. So we talk a lot about new Bible. It is a real blessing to have it now in our hands in Poland, and it's a great testimony. It's something we are proud of, and it's something which really makes a big impression on the people who listen about it, who can see this fruit. And my parents were impressed, my friends were impressed, we are all impressed by what you did, and seems like God is already using this work, this fruit, and praise the Lord for this. I made some notes. So I am very blessed to be here. I consider this place as my second home, and I am so thankful for family, our family here. I'm so thankful for the testimony of this family, and their faithfulness to church and the testimony they show us as a couple. They care of us here. They really are great hosts, and I am also blessed extremely here in this church. This is a great place, and the mission conference is just absolutely the best time ever. It's the time when we listen all those stories we all know, but we listen to them again, and they are never boring, and we encourage one another, and sometimes I listen, I cannot breathe. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. So I am thankful for all of you, for your prayers, for your support, for the fact that we can worship God together as church, and we can share our blessings, and we can just come before His face together, and we can sing. It's absolutely amazing. I have a few verses I want to share with you. When I reflect on my life and I think about my salvation, I was thinking what was the real reason that I eventually decided to make this decision and to really perform this and humble myself in front of God. I think that one of the things, of course, God is great, God loves me, God offers His gift, but you know, I think that the bottom line was my fear. When I learned what's ahead of me without God, yeah. I feared. I believed the scriptures, and I just said, okay, if I stay without God, without Jesus, without being accepted as His child, I will vanish. And just like this story, maybe I start from this one, from Sodom and Gomorrah, where we all know the story, but let me just read Genesis 13, verse 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And you know, I was that sinner. I was that sinner, and I was far from God. I was away from God. I didn't fear Him. I didn't consider that He's angry with me. You know, I completely ignored Him, and I did what I wanted with no fear, and I was taught to live that way. By psychologists, by teachers, by my parents, they were saying, okay, you go ahead, this is your life, you don't fear, we are, you know, free people, and fulfill your life, you know, go study, go look, go, I don't know, go see movies, and so on, and God was somewhere there in the background, didn't think about Him too much. But then Genesis 19 verse 13, angels came and they said, "For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is vexed great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it." People, sinners without God, they deserve destruction. They deserved. God decided that sinners will be wiped out. That they will be punished.
Amen.
Greatly punished. And I realized that, and I started thinking about it.
Amen.
Also, in Psalm 25, there is few verses about fear. Psalm 25, 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? And for us people, when we look at people who fear God, before our salvation, before we realize how this is actually important, we maybe think that this is a person who fears God. Maybe this is a weak person, right?
Yeah.
This is a person who has no faith in himself, right? And he's just like very weak, and why he's fearing the Lord? But he says, then him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. For me, the point of fear was like a turning point in my life, and I thank God when he saw my fear, and I think when he sees fear of God in sinner's heart, then he starts his work. He actually starts to do something. He starts to teach. Verse 13, his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. There is a lot of blessings which come after that moment of this great fear of God. There is God starts to teach us. He gives us peace in our hearts, in our souls, and even our seed is going to be blessed.
Amen.
And the secrets of the Lord will be revealed to us. This is beautiful, and it's amazing. And he will also show us his covenant. I mean, we have this connection with God, and it's unbelievable. And even more in Psalm 23, this beautiful psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear not, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest me, my head, with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the ways of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, and again, so many blessings. And basically, I see that my fear, like I had for such a long time in my life, I feared the future. I feared that I have this responsibility. I have to find the job, and I have to support myself, and I have to, you know, pay my bills, and that fear, oh, how am I going to do that? All that fear is, when that fear of God comes, that fear of God replaces all those other, you know, earlier fears, you know, because now we have God and He's blessing us and He's giving us everything we need, and our cup runs over. Absolutely amazing. Maybe one more story about women who actually feared God. It's in Exodus 1. Maybe I start from verse 15. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shifra, and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when you do the office of the of midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men, children alive. And then verse 20, therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that He made them houses. So again, we see those blessings coming, after the act of fear of God is performed, and God is blessing, and in this place, I also see, they feared God. They did not perform what king of Egypt told them, kill those babies. They feared God, they didn't do it, and instead they were saving souls. They were saving children, they were saving souls. Amen. So I thought, wow, it's like now in the terms of our mission conference, it's like, okay, I fear God. I fear God, and He's teaching me, and He's telling me so many things. Every single message is a lesson. And then, these women, by fear of God, they were saving people. They were saving children, and God is blessing this. God multiplied people, and He made them houses. So we shouldn't funny sentence came to my mind, like, we shouldn't fear God. Just embrace that fear, and enjoy, because this is good. This is good, like I saw so many blessings, and by that fear, I when I think about me and what am I doing with that fear, and we became missionaries, and we are now in Łódź, and some days are better, some days are not that great, and I still sometimes think, well, is this really my place? But I take those few loads of bread and those few fishes I have, and I do something with this. I go there and I try to encourage others. I read. Amen. I do something. We have Steve has a great ministry, and it's wonderful.
Amen.
It's wonderful, even though we just don't see souls saved every day, but we see them saved ever so often. But in the meantime, we praise God, we fear Him, and we are just so much so blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Gosha. That was beautiful. We shouldn't fear God. That's beautiful. I love it.